Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
You guys get bored by baseball. Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, let's do it. We're going to pick division winners. Betting isn't boring, Pat. Look
let's
at you.
Let's do it,
you're
man.
You're like your gambling chair here.
In yeah, person. I can do this on the road.
You can do it. That's the beauty of FanDuel. There you go. All right, so we're all counting on you.
All right, so let's get it started, man.
Yeah.
Let's go through these division winners. They got the Twins, AL Central, minus 230, not happening. I'd go with the Guardians at plus money, plus 240. Twins are falling apart. Okay. I think the Rays are going to go ahead and stay strong in the East, minus 600.
What a limb you just went out on with it.
Yeah, but that's minus 600. Next guy's the Yankees here in the AL East. I think the Red Sox don't have a chance, but I think they got a great chance at the wild card, especially if they keep playing like they are right now. That's kind of a no-brainer. Here you go. AL West, Rangers and Astros. And then you got the Angels creeping up from behind.
Yeah, so what do you got for that? You going to make some money in that division?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with the Angels. I feel like Trout's going to start stepping it up and take that plus 700.
Ooh.
Yes. I don't see the Rangers holding on very, very long. Astros win it last year. It's always tough to repeat. We'll see what happens. But I do like the Angels. NL Central. Ooh, this is going to be a tough one here.
That is a tough one. Whew. Who's getting the money? Who's getting the money?
Yeah, I mean, you still got the Brewers at plus 115, so I'm going to go ride the Brewers. I know they're not playing very
well. Are you really?
Yeah.
That's a chance to make some money in that division.
Yeah, but there's only Cardinals at plus 470, man. This is just like a racked up division.
Where do you
get the
Reds at?
Reds are playing good right now. They're going to fall off.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like the Reds.
All right.
Yeah. Then we got the NL East. This is what I love. The Braves, Phillies, the Marlins.
Well, we know who you're going for.
Yeah, Mets gone. You know the Phillies coming up.
Can they catch the Braves?
I think they can.
Okay.
I think they can. There's enough time left, put
all
it
right.
that way.
All right, all right.
All right, so plus 17 hundo.
You are making people in Philadelphia so much money.
I love FanDuel odds, man. yes, man, what a great pick right there.
That is.
Plus 1,700, dude.
You almost can't believe it. You're looking at it.
Yeah. That's like last night's parlay with Nesson. We missed it. We were waiting on a Devers home run to hit the parlay plus 1,400. Devers never showed up, but it's all good.
So what's that leave us? NL West?
NL West, we got the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, the Giants, the Padres, and the Rockies. Man, it's hard to go. I know you're getting minus 220, but it's hard not to take the Dodgers here.
Really?
Yeah, I know the Diamondbacks are playing good.
Yeah.
I get that. But they still got to be buyers, and they still got to make a good move, I feel like, to creep up on them.
What's the odds in that division?
So you got the Dodgers minus 220.
Yep.
You got the Diamondbacks at plus 450.
Okay.
So almost twice as much. Yeah, almost twice as much in the odds. But Diamondbacks have to make a move.
Where are the Giants and where are the Padres?
Giants are plus 500. Padres are plus 1,500.
I tell you what.
And then you got the Rockies at plus 25,000. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. If you want to go on a limb, I think the Padres might have a surge.
I can like that. If they do get that surge and they do get that trade deadline move, that may happen. But, man, Dodgers are just too good of a ball club all the way around, I feel like. And then you got to deal with the Diamondbacks, too. Well, they're going to be that sneaky team that comes in and, like...
The Fighting Lavellos, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be that sneaky team that comes in and breaks somebody's chances to be a division winner or a wild card, I feel like.
So, in synopsis... Basically, you're still making all kinds of money off the Phillies.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Phillies are going to come back, I'm telling you.
All right. Well, good stuff.
There, okay, you go, man.